Well, Ben, how are things going in your neck of the woods?
Never a slow day up here.
Well, I know you are following several stories, so let's get to them. The first one, let's talk about the potential for budget cuts that the governor talked about last week and how it might impact the local school.
Well, that was, of course, the first concern when Governor Martinez requested that all executive agencies cut 5% spending the next year. Lots of people reached out on social media. Lots of people were talking about this everywhere. But we found out that even though it will take more than $170 million out of the Public Education Department budget, that really won't trickle down and affect the schools very much, if at all. The director of the New Mexico Coalition of Education Leaders, which is the state superintendent group, told us that in fact the state equalization guarantee, which provides 90% at least funding for public schools, is not affected at all, and neither is below-the-line funding, which is another $100 million. So mostly it'll affect the PED at the Santa Fe level.
Let's look at the local hospital, who too is dealing with some financial concerns. And they're doing something that's unusual for that hospital in that they're looking to raise money through the county.
That's correct. The Hulam Regional Medical Center is owned by Grant County, and the board members are appointed by the county commission. But the county itself and the taxpayers have never directly fed funds into the hospital before. They've done that through state and federal money or through services rendered. But it's reached the point where the hospital, according to CEO Brian Cunningham, they're breaking even. But when you're just breaking even, if something goes wrong, then that's a huge hit to the area. So they're reaching out for the commission to add a mill levy motion onto the general election ballot in November. So it will be up to voters in Grant County as to whether or not this will happen. And it's a big change, but it's not unheard of in the state. They will join about 14 county hospitals around New Mexico who receive some sort of support from their counties.
Let's look at another organization in Grant County that too is looking at some budget shortfalls, and that's the owner of a mine.
That's right. Dire fiscal straits at Freeport-McMoRan, who run the three mines here in Grant County, two active. They invested into the oil market just before that crash. Copper prices are way down, and financially speaking, they're having trouble meeting a requirement in the New Mexico Mining Act of 1991, which includes requirements for mining companies to develop a state-approved plan for closing mines and restoring land through reclamation. The cost of that work has to be estimated and set aside as financial assurance. Later in the act, it allows independent companies to sign on as a third-party guarantor, saying that if the mine itself cannot find the funds for the reclamation, that the larger company will take care of it. Well, Freeport isn't really in the position to do that right now. So they've been cutting back their promise and leaning on things like independent mine trust funds and some collateral ranching properties that many of the mines have. But they still have not really reached what they need to. There's a $700,000 shortfall between the three mines that they'll have to make up somehow.
Okay, Ben, we'll follow up with you in the upcoming weeks. Lots of talk on budget shortfalls in Grant County.
That's right.
Thank you, Ben. For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.